Welcome to Mrigashira, a podcast that communicates with communicators. This podcast is a tribute to our fantastic fellow professionals, colleagues, and friends. I'm Charu Raizada, and this podcast is brought to you in association with DigiTales. As we struggle to find our sweet spot in the new normal, brands are increasingly conscious of creating more personal, tailored experiences for genuine conversations. My guest on today's episode of Mrigashira will help us understand how interactive technologies are fast disrupting the way we consumers are intermingling with brands. Introducing Ankit Prasad, founder and CEO of Bobble AI. And for those unfamiliar with the company, Bobble leverages artificial intelligence to offer a conversation media platform through its keyboards. A perfect way to make everyday smartphone conversations more expressive, personalized, and intelligent. Well, the experience is such fun, and you can download one from the Play Store today. Stay with me on Mrigashira, a podcast for communication folks. Hello, Ankit. Pleasure having you on Mrigashira. Congratulations are in order. It's really been upwards and beyond since we last spoke. Amazing set of investors, growth plans, and recognition for a great work culture by Great Places to Work. Wish you and the team greater heights.
Thank you so much, Charu. And I'm pleased to be invited in your podcast.
So I'm going to straight away ask you, tell us a little more about the tech solutions Bobble AI is providing and the gaps it's trying to address.
So if you look at how the technology, consumer technology space has evolved in India primarily, you would see that even the global tech giants are now focusing upon creating technologies that can serve the masses. When I say masses, I talk about the real India, billion people who do not speak in English or write in English, right? People who have a very different set of behavior and expectations than the ones who are living in the urban cities. For those reasons, every consumer technology or consumer internet company today needs such technologies that can help them penetrate into that real India, right? So at Bobble AI, we have been doing extensive set of research and development around such vernacular technologies, and that has been built as a strength within the organizations. We have filed around 15 patents in the last 2 years itself around such technologies, right? Now, these technologies could vary from format to format. It could be textual, NLP-based, learning, or it could be voice-based solution, or it could be camera-based solution. So at Bobble AI, we focus on all the three: textual, voice, and visual related technologies that can help empower the billion users of India who are facing the struggle of accessing internet and accessing smartphone in English, right? And I think it could be a game changer for any consumer internet company out there who is looking into penetrating that part of India. If I talk specifically about textual voice and visual technologies, then within textual, there are solutions around enabling the consumers in writing in their native language, be it through script-based keypad, be it through transliteration or translation, or be it through by enabling them to write in the Macronic version of their native language, which is typically known as English, Bengalish, Tamilish, etc., right, where people use Latin alphabets to type in their native script. We also help companies understand the intent by processing these texts through AI models and help them understand the intent behind these text inputs. So if a company wants to know whether this textual input relates to an e-commerce intent or a cab booking intent or food ordering intent or specific to certain products or services, that is doable, right? And this is where the power lies. There are more than billion conversations happening every month in India, maybe more, right? And within these conversation, I think every conversation carries multiple intents, and every intent leads to decision making for the consumer, right? By being able to understand and comprehend those intent is definitely going to be a value addition in any company's offering, right? So that's one. Secondly, we have seen that the voice related input has been becoming more and more popular every passing day, right? Earlier, we used to see only 4 to 5% of our overall input coming in the voice format compared to text format. But now we see around 16 to 18% of the inputs are coming from the voice format. Clearly, the real India prefers to share their messages in a voice mode more often than in a textual mode, right? And therefore, there's a need to develop technologies which can enable this voice input. This is what we have done. So there is speech to text, there is text to speech, there is processing of voice inputs to again come up with real-time intent of the end consumer. And finally, when it comes to visual formats, especially amongst the youngsters, visual inputs are much more popular, right? Be it stickers, GIFs, animated stickers, emojis, memes, or be it, augmented reality-based short videos. There are so many new content formats that has emerged with time, which is becoming popular amongst the millennials and Gen Zs. In order to tap into that market, I think consumer internet companies today understand the power of content, the power of driving engagement via content.
And thank you for urging me to try using it. For somebody like me who's often not very high on emojis and all and GIFs and stuff, I actually enjoyed the experience and it was so much fun. I'm going to just step back and ask you, and this is really my take from the recent partnership with Oreo. When we talk about conversational marketing, what exactly it is and how can brands benefit, and how would you urge them to use this platform for conversational marketing?
Sure. In fact, if you remember your own conversations, and any listener can probably remember their own conversations, in many of those conversations, you would see the presence of brand is already there. Right? When I'm talking to colleagues, I might be saying, let's go to Starbucks for the evening coffee. Or I might be talking to one of my friend and say, bhook lagi hai, Maggi bana lete hain. Right? So here you will see that brands are already present into those conversations. What is missing is brands' ability to influence consumers towards those brands by becoming a significant visual part of those conversations and playing a role in enabling those conversations, making it more expressive and fun and rich, right? And therefore, this is where conversational marketing or conversation media marketing, that's how we call it, or Bobble AI comes into picture, right? We have an in-depth understanding of what consumer needs at a very given moment, right? If they are talking about food or if they are talking about drinks, then which brands would make more sense to have presence in those conversations. And therefore, we let brands become a part of those conversations in a visual manner at the right time with the right messaging which they choose, right? So if a brand is coming up with a campaign around, let's say, IPL, and we have been doing campaign with MPL, Kingfisher, My Circle 11 and so on, and many of the other brands who are doing campaigns around IPL, to initiate conversations or to be a part of those conversations which are already happening on WhatsApp around IPL. It gives a strong brand resonance, it creates a deep brand imprint within the conscious and subconscious mind of the consumers, right? It helps in making a right choice while they are planning to make a purchase decision, be it a product purchase or a service consumption. And in terms of ROI, we provide various tangible numbers to brands to be aware of the impact. Those tangible numbers can vary from, say, the number of brand imprints that they have got within conversations, the number of content shares that we were able to achieve for them, the relevant content shares, the number of people who are choosing to search for those brands or to inquire about those brands after getting exposed to the branded content, right? And then we take it to the next level by running a BLS, which is brand lift study, that helps the brand understand what was the lift achieved in terms of brand awareness, lift in the decision-making intent of the consumers, and so on, right? And we have seen significant improvement in brand lift across the branding funnel for various brands that we have run campaigns for, right? And we have seen millions of branded content getting shared from our product to WhatsApp and other chat and social apps by enabling such branded content at the right time to the right user.
Got it. So in terms of insights, how are you gathering insights into consumer content sharing behavior? You just talked about it. You have that and you've seen how people are sharing on WhatsApp and other platforms. So what have been your key learnings for brands and how are you gathering these insights?
When we look at consumer content sharing behavior, we see one of the trend that is emerging is people are inclining towards more of short form content than long form content, right? Earlier, they used to, the consumers used to spend more time on the long form content, but the short form contents are getting more popular, be it short videos or be it short tweets or be it micro blogging. When it comes to smartphone conversations, these short form content are in the form of stickers, GIFs, animated stickers, memes and emojis, right? We have seen that every 2 out of 3 message has some visual content in it, right? Which means there is a heavy dominance of visual content during these conversations. And therefore, brands should not shy away from speaking the same language that today's consumers are speaking, which is the visual language of stickers and memes and GIFs, right? I think there's a need for brands to sort of make their branding language compatible to the language that consumers prefer, right? And we have seen this happening. We have seen many brands doing such campaigns that can resonate with the language of the consumers, right? And when we look at our own consumers, which is more than 50 million plus users in India for Bobble keyboard and other portfolio keyboards that we have, we see that the percentage of content sharers, the average sharing per user per month, all of such metrics that demonstrates the content sharing behavior has been increasing month on month, right? And based on our analysis of various keywords, we also come up with market reports wherein we talk about the different genres of conversation that are happening on smartphones, especially on WhatsApp, right? For example, if you remember, there was a WhatsApp, WhatsApp was down for a few hours. In fact, all the Facebook products were down for a few hours. Right. During that time, we analyzed how consumers' behavior shifted towards SMS or radio or phone calling.
Yeah.
Right. And we did a comprehensive study and report. We published it in media. Similarly, we publish reports around different events or festivals. How are people consuming content during the IPL season? Or how are people sharing their content during Diwali festival, right? And we have seen that the content sharing behavior is sort of seasonal, which means people prefer to share those content which are relevant in the moment, right? Which are trending, which are fresh, which are new, because they also want to stay ahead of the curve. I think this need of consumers to remain updated with the latest happenings can be potentially leveraged by the brands by creating in the moment marketing campaigns.
You're very much right that today's user is choosing to become a micro influencer, and brands need to understand that they need to create content which is visually more appealing and is able to cater to the taste, and moment marketing is certainly the way to go. Thank you so much, Ankit, for speaking to us. And I would really urge our listeners to try out this platform, Bobble AI Keyboard, and you'll really enjoy the experience. Thank you, Ankit.
Thank you so much. Thank you for inviting me.
Hope you enjoy listening to Mrigashira, a podcast for communication folks. Do share your suggestions and feedback on mrigashira@digitales.co.in. Have a great week ahead, and do not forget to tune in next week. Adios.